This is Digital Dave, and I'm joined by a plethora of important guests. Marty King with the National Aviation... Oh, all right, you explain it. I just messed that all up.
All right. Marty's the Aviation Technician of the Year Award.
Okay. I couldn't read my own writing.
Also known as the mechanics.
So the
mechanics and aviation technicians.
Most important guy on the airport. Then we have Adam McGee, Flight Instructor of the Year. And interestingly, it's in lighter than aircraft.
Yep, only balloons, hot air balloons.
So. Only hot air balloons. No, well, I guess nobody does helium balloons privately. But and then we are also, the last to join us is Cary Grant. Yes, Cary Grant from the FAA FAST Team of the Year, whatever that is.
FAA Safety Team.
Man, I'm doing great today. Come on. All right, let's talk about these awards. These awards are granted yearly, right, to everybody?
They are.
And how do we get nominated? What's the process look like?
Well, the process starts, applications are due the 30th of November to the General Aviation Awards Committee, and that's generalaviationawards.com, where you submit your paperwork. And it's quite an extensive application process that has to go through that. There is a committee on the FAA Safety or General Aviation Awards Committee that looks through all the nomination packages for both the Mechanic of the Year, the CFI of the Year, and the FAST Team Rep of the Year. And then those winners are usually announced sometime after the first of the year. And in order to get to that point, people had to compete at the local level, and then they select the regional winners from that. The regional winners go on and compete at the national level.
Okay, he keeps using the word compete. I'm envisioning the, you know, he's got a tear down an engine in 27 seconds or something, and I don't know what you would do for a flight instructor. So what do you mean compete? You're compared against the other entrants.
It's really the package that you have put together of all the elements that go into instruction or mechanic or being a FAST Team rep, and it's not necessarily just your abilities of being the best mechanic or the best instructor or the best FAST Team rep. All of us are very involved with our communities and giving back in volunteer organizations.
So, not necessarily related to aviation.
Well, I would say they're primarily related to aviation. I think Marty's got a great foundation that he works with, that teaching students how to build an airplane. So it's a great story.
Yes.
And not only are we teaching them how to build the airplane, but we also give them credit towards learning how to fly that same airplane. So, and it doesn't cost them anything except their time.
So we're actually building full scale. We're not building models here. We're building
a Zenith 750 cruiser.
Wow.
And it'll fly. It'll be have a certified flight instructor, letter of authorization to fly in an experimental and give dual. And those kids will get themselves anywhere from 10 to 20 hours of flight time. Then they can make the decision on whether they want to be a mechanic, a pilot, or both. Right now, everybody seems to want to be a pilot, but they go to $100,000 worth of training, and then some of them are washing out. Some of them just don't like it. They don't want to drive a bus.
That's an expensive lesson.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking at it that it's a perpetuating program where we're right now in five school districts, where we're bringing these kids into a hangar that's supervised by AMPs and two IAs. I am one of those. So that we can give them dual credit, both high school credit and college credit, for the time that they're there, so that if they do want to go on to be an AMP, they can use that time. If they want to go on to be a pilot, they can use the time that they get in dual instruction.
Okay, that sounds great. Can I apply?
Actually, it stops at year 18.
Yeah, I need a reverse fake ID.
There's been a lot of talk about a pilot shortage, air traffic controller shortage. I tell you, there's just as critical a mechanic shortage coming up, because if we don't have mechanics to fix the airplanes, we're not going to be flying them.
Airplanes break? That's a foreign concept. Yeah, let's talk about instruction and hot air ballooning. I mean, is there like a line waiting to learn how to fly hot air balloons?
Well, there is. Yeah, you know, it's difficult to learn to fly a balloon, mainly because of the few opportunities available, and it's such a weather dependent activity, and involves so many people with crew teams, and so organizing everyone's schedules and getting those opportunities for balloon flight training is pretty difficult.
So, do you typically take up multiple students or at the same time or what?
No, we do one at a time. Okay. But yeah, just. Especially our weather in Iowa isn't the best year round, so trying to cram a lot in the summer months.
And watch the weather. You guys really watch the weather.
Yeah, balloon weather is a lot more different than airplanes and all that. We're balloons are a part of weather more than anything.
Yeah,
when we're
that's
flying.
A good way to put it. Yeah. I actually did see a balloon get stuck over an intersection for almost 45 minutes because there was no wind at all that morning.
Yeah.
So, oops. You're nominated for these awards. You compete nationally. So how many nominees do you normally get?
Ooh. I know within the state of Arizona, we may have a half a dozen per each category that we have to go through.
And that's just one out of 50 states.
That's one out of 50.
So it ends up being a large pool.
Yep.
So, wow.
And it's not necessarily, it's more by, it's not just the state of Arizona, it's per FISDO.
Okay.
So there's a lot more FISDOs than there are states.
And who does the nominating?
Anybody that wants to put their package in.
Oh, so you nominate yourself.
You can.
Okay.
But the FISDO has to support you.
Gotcha.
The Flight Standards District Office for the FAA.
Who will pledge their medal to mine? Yes, okay. And then it starts. And then how long does it take to complete the process and select a winner?
The General Aviation Awards Committee must be really busy because they have about a month.
Whoa.
A month to a month and a half to get go through all the packages that they have out.
And, that's a lot of people to sort through.
Yeah.
So they must have some pretty stiff criteria.
They are, and if you go on generalaviationawards.com, they will give you the application process, and they say that the typical package is somewhere north of 70 pages.
So you got a bit of work.
You do have a bit of work. You can't wait till the deadline to start this application process.
Right. And you complete the package and then send it in, or is there a back and forth?
There, it goes to generalaviationawards.com. All those application processes on their website.
Okay. So then you compile whatever they ask for.
Yes.
And fake the rest. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and there's letters of recommendation that you have to have with it. So you have to have the support of a lot of people. You don't get here on your own.
Okay. And you are heartily encouraging people to apply.
Absolutely.
So don't be afraid of that process.
And particularly, a lot of times we have a lot of CFIs, and right now the CFIs go, their goal is, I'm going to go to the airlines. Why do I need to put in a package for something like this? Well, it's going to differentiate you down the road.
Right. Looks good on a resume.
Absolutely. And a lot of particularly pilots say, well, I'm going to get hired no matter what's in my background. That's not always necessarily true.
Yeah, but I can't help but think that giving you that leg up would fast track your career a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, being recognized as a professional.
Yes, exactly.
And your professionalism.
Outstanding. So. However, balloon pilot to airline, I don't know how much that's going to help you.
Yeah.
So it's once a year, everybody's awarded. Do you get a parking space, you know?
we like to call it princess parking, yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, must be able to do parade wave.
Well, I mean, EA provides us, you know, wristbands for the week and the parking, that's parking. In the D lot. So, yeah, you know, we get a little closer to the grounds.
That's right. Take what you can get, right?
Yeah.
So have you guys enjoyed the whole process? Were you up late at night wondering?
Yeah,
nobody?
So. I would say yes, definitely, definitely. It's one of those things that once you get that call that you have been selected, there are a whole lot of things that go on in the background that you're really unaware of. One of the things that we have to do is we actually have to do a presentation that's on GAA Live. And that our last one was May 8th, and each of us had to put together a presentation in our own domain.
Okay.
It was surprising we came out within 2 minutes of our time span out of everything, including the announcer's comments.
Great. So again, you apply at aviationawards.com.
Generalaviationawards.com.
Okay, yeah. So we recommend everyone rush out in a frenzy and start applying.
Absolutely.
Hey, can you apply for ballast of the year? I think I could get that one.
We create a new category for you.
That's right. You know, if you need weight and balance, call me. I'm good. All right, I want to thank you gentlemen for joining us. We have been speaking with Marty King, Cary Grant, and Adam McGee, all National Aviation Award winners for this year. This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.